tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. It's MAC Conference Basketball, Fort Recovery in Delphus, St. John's. And here with the starting lineup is Justin Mangold. Justin.
All right, for Delphus St. John's, they are 7-5, and we'll start Melanie King, Paige Gagne, Erica Munter, Taylor Zuber, and Betty Worst. They'll start Melanie King, Paige Gagne, Taylor Zuber, Hannah Will, and Betty Worst. For Fort Recovery, the same five as usual, Brooke Collig, Kiara Wendell, Olivia Pabst, Val Mollenkamp, and Allie Vaughn. The Indians are 5-6.
On the season, in the MAC Conference, Fort Recovery is 1-2 right now in the MAC, and Delphus is 1-3. So neither team has been too successful in the MAC. It'd be a big win for Fort Recovery tonight. Get back on the winning track here in the MAC Conference race.
Delphus did have a big win over New Knoxville last week. A shot at the buzzer to win it. Big upset there.
Val Mollenkamp on the left. This is a three-point shot. Rebound comes down to Delphus St. John's. Here they come very quickly. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Pan. I would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians good luck in today's basketball game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, and Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Well, Fort Recovery and Delphus St. John's both missed shots. And now here's Delphus knocking the ball out of bounds off of out of the Fort Recovery hands, and so Fort Recovery will get it.
Val Mollenkamp missed about a 15-footer on the left side last time down.
No, I correct myself. Delphus St. John's gets the ball. Right side it goes. The Lady Blue Jays, Hannah Will. And there's a whistle, and what's the call?
Knocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn.
So tossing it in here will be Paige. What's the name?
Gagne.
Gagne. Paige Gagne. Out front, Delphus St. John's here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles in Arcanum. And in Indiana, in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. Right side drive to the baseline, back out. Here's a wild shot up and no good by Taylor Zuber. Rebound, Fort Recovery.
Delphus opens up in the man-to-man here.
Indians passing the ball around the perimeter. There's Wendell with it. Over to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to, I should say, back out top to Mollenkamp. She fires a 15-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Wendell. Gives it to Allie Vaughn. Up no good. And the rebound's up and in by Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp gets the basket. And that makes it 2-0. Fort Recovery grabs the first lead of the game.
6-7 mark in the first quarter.
Give me that roster down there. Thank you.
Primus checks in for Delphus. Their big guns are Gagne and Vorst. They're two leading scorers. They take most of their shots.
There's a ball tipped away by Brooke Collig, and it's finally, Allie Vaughn comes up with it, gives it over to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig goes to the free throw line. Bounce pass into Olivia Patch. Knocked away. She got it back. Over to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Wendell. to Olivia Patch, dribbles, passes back outside to Vaughn, or to Mullenkamp, fires a three, no good. Rebound on the deck, and it's going to be given to Delphi St. John's off of Allie Vaughn.
Rough going early for both teams, only 2 points in the first 2.5 minutes. And then it's a little full court press, as they like to do.
There's a shot up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Who got that?
Gagne missed the shot and drew the foul. We'll see who the Indian foul is on.
I think it was on Kiara Wendell, I think. Yep. Her first personal foul. Here's the free throw up and no good by Paige Gagne. She will have one more. Spells her name G-A-Y-N-I-E-R, but they say it's pronounced Gagne. So whatever.
A lot of their names are like that, and they're not anything close to what I thought it would be.
Free throws up and no good again. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn comes down on the left to Brooke Collig. Collig back out top to Val Mullenkamp. To Collig on the left. Passing to the right side to Val Mullenkamp. Down low to Allie Vaughn. Tries to get a pass to Olivia Patch, and it's knocked out of bounds by Delphi St. John's. I think getting her handle on the her hand on the ball there was Betty Vorst. So the Indians will have it inside. It's knocked away, and Olivia Patch got it back. Turns, fires, misses. Shot was blocked. Rebound Delphi St. John's by Paige Gagne. And the Lady Blue Jays have the basketball. They trail 2-0 here in the early going on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Up top, back to the right side on the wing. There's a three-point shot. It's up and good. Betty Vorst hits a three-pointer as she fell to the floor. Makes it 3-2. Delphi St. John's takes their first lead. Right side by Brooke Collig. She drains a three. Brooke Collig on a three. Makes it 5-3. Fort Recovery back on top by two.
Good answer there. And they're going to need at least a couple of threes from Collig tonight.
On the left side to Erica. How do you pronounce her last name? M-O-E.
Munter.
Erica Munter. There's a jump ball called as Fort Recovery ties up Delphi, and it's going to go to the Lady Blue Jays on the alternating possession. For handicapped medical equipment, depend on Cal Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have it all. If you need handicapped medical equipment, they can take care of you at their center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Shots fired up and good by Delphi St. John's. Betty Vorst, a nice shot off the spin and makes it 5-5. We're all tied up. Right side, Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. Collett goes inside to Val Mullenkamp. Spins, turns, fires, misses the hook. Rebound comes down to St. John's, and they throw it away, I think. Yes.
Three turnovers on the Blue Jays. Fort Recovery yet to have one. And a Will checks in for the Blue Jays.
That's a good sign so far. Kiara Wendell will bring the ball up for the Lady Indians. Pairing up there with Paige Fortkamp at the guard spot. Here's Allie Vaughn on the left side to Val Mullenkamp. Around the horn it goes. Kiara Wendell into the corner to Allie Vaughn. Back out top to Kiara. Bounce pass to Val. There's Paige Fortkamp. Brooke Collig gets the ball. Over to Kiara Wendell. Sets on a three, and it did not go. Rebound Paige Fortkamp. Did not go on a 10-footer. Rebound comes down to Delphi St. John's as Paige Gagne got the rebound. Over on the left corner, three-point shot. Good. Aubrey
Freemuth.
Aubrey Freemuth gets a three-pointer. Makes it 8-5. Delphi St. John's takes a three-point lead. There's Kiara Wendell, and she got a two-point basket from the left side to make it 8-7.
Neither team wasting any time once they get down, if they get down, to get a shot off.
Don't forget about Cal Pharmacy's weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. St. John's just missed a shot, but got the rebound back, and it's up and in. Scoring on the play was Melanie King. Makes it 10-7. Left side, Kiera Wendell, good. Wide open was Kiera, and she made him pay on a 10-footer.
They double down once Fort Recovery gets the ball inside, and that's leaving somebody open outside.
Whoops. And the foul called on Brooke Collig as she committed to the foul against Melanie King.
That is obviously the foul as you can find. She was falling down and kind of tried to reach for one of the Blue Jays.
A reminder, the Cal Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery is open many weeknights until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and open until 6 on Friday nights. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Open extended hours to serve you better. Delta St. John's with the ball. Here's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer's good. Scoring on the play was Taylor Zuber. Taylor Zuber makes it 13-9. Lady Blue Jays lead by 4. Minute 42 left to go in the quarter. Back outside to Brooke Collig. Right it goes to Brenna Holman, who's in the game now. Brenna back out to Brooke Collig. Collig looks, goes inside to Olivia Patch. Triple team. Tips the ball to Brooke Collig. Collig in the lane, and there's a foul called now on Delta St. John's.
And just a swarming defense by the Blue Jays here.
I think we've got a break on that call there.
Yeah, as Collig was about to lose the ball a couple of times, and eventually call the reach in.
Passing it in, Kiera Wendell. Into Paige Korkamp. It's up and good. Welcome you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well as WPGW Radio. Indians trailing 13-11. And there's kicking the ball called on Brooke Collig.
So 1:13 left, first quarter, 13-11. Delta St. John's.
It is a cold night tonight, I will say that. I would have just as soon stayed home.
One of those bitter winter nights that we haven't had for a while.
Yeah, all that warm weather spoiled us. On the left side, Delphi St. John's passing on the wing. No shot there. Here's King with it and has it stolen away by Kiera Wendell. Wendell comes across the timeline on the turnover. Left side to Brenna Holman. Back out to Wendell. Goes down low to Olivia Patch. Turns, fires. Oh, it doesn't go in. Rebound comes to Brooke Collig, though, to Wendell. Here's Brenna Holman. Holman will fire the shot. Oh, it's short, no good. Rebound, Brenna Holman, but it's tipped out of bounds by Brenna. It'll be given to Delta St. John's. 36 seconds remaining in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
30 seconds left. I'm not sure they'll actually play for one shot. As quick as both teams have been shooting tonight.
We'll see. With the ball is Paige Gagne. She'll pass over on the right side to Betty Vorst. Betty will pass back on the left to Gagne. Gagne dribbles right, goes back left. And it does appear they're going to shoot for the last shot or play for the last shot. Might have been a little traveling music. No good. Rebound Olivia Patch. Kiera Wendell. And that's the first quarter. Delta St. John's leading 13-11 after one quarter of play. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have six sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh, my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Bob Weaver, Justin Mangold here at Portside Fieldhouse. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer, Chase Bruns here at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tomorrow, the Fort Recovery boys are playing at Delta St. John's. We had originally hoped to bring you that game, but we had a conflict with a Jay County game, so we cannot broadcast that tomorrow. And I do not believe Fort Recovery Radio is going to that game, so you will not find any media coverage of that game tomorrow night.
Have to make the trip up there.
Which a lot of people probably aren't interested in, but outside, Macy Day is in the game now. Here's a shot from the left side by Val Mollenkamp. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Delta St. John's. Fort Recovery will get the ball. And Delta St. John's didn't quite agree with that.
Yeah, they're going to switch there.
Yep, they do switch it to Delta St. John's.
A good call. Ball went off the head of one of the Indians.
And a foul's called on Macy Day as she reached in on Betty Vorse.
First quarter, Delta St. John's went 5 of 8, 63%, 3 of 4 on threes, and 0 for 2 at the line. Fort Recovery, 5 of 16 for 32%, 1 of 4 on threes and no free throws. 8 to 7, the rebounds to the Blue Jays. 4 turnovers for St. John's and none for Fort Recovery.
As they drive to the hoop, it's blocked by Olivia Patch. Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Left side to Allie Vaughn. She'll pass to Macy Day on the right. Back around the horn. On the left, there's Allie Vaughn firing, hitting. About a 15-foot shot by Allie Vaughn, making it a tie game, 13-13. Here's Delta St. John's racing down. Back out top and going to the hole, putting it up and good was Betty Vorst, and she's fouled in the act of shooting.
Vorst already with 7 points tonight. I like the changes Fort Recovery's made since we saw him on Saturday. They've had trouble scoring all season, so what they've done, they've increased the tempo of the offense, and they're just taking any shot they have rather than waiting for the good shot, which means they're going to make more, but they're also going to miss a lot of shots. But, hey, if it increases the scoring, why not?
Betty Vorst puts the free throw up, and good. 16-13, a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and St. John's leads by 3 now. On the left to Macy Day, there's Allie Vaughn firing a 2. This is from 12 feet away. Rebound comes to St. John's. Down come the Lady Blue Jays with the basketball. With the ball there is Betty Vorst. Passing back outside. His shot's fired up and good. Hitting a 3-point basket. Delta St. John's. Paige Gagne. Timeout. Fort Recovery. That makes it a 6-point lead, 19-13. Trailing by 6. We'll be back in a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Lady Indians, a three-point play the old-fashioned way, and a 3 quickly bumps the St. John's lead up to 6 after the Indians had tied it at 13-13. Here's Allie Vaughn, and it's kicked out of bounds by St. John's. Kara Window will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Reporting in is Paige Fortkamp, and leaving is Allie Vaughn.
That's Vaughn's first rest tonight.
So Kiara Wendell puts it in play. Outside to Paige Fortkamp, to Val Mollenkamp. Paige Fortkamp with the ball, dribbling out front, passing on the left side to Brooke Colley. Colley goes to Val Mollenkamp, back out top to Kiara Wendell. Paige Fortkamp on the right. Now down low to Val Mollenkamp, turns, fires, and can't get it to go down. It's no good. Rebound comes to St. John's.
Not a good angle there, but Val was open for the shot.
Betty Vorse getting the rebound. St. John's with the basketball, leading by six, 19-13. They're going to call foul and foot recovery, I guess, on Val Mollenkamp.
Yeah, reach and grab. Von Zrest is short. She's back in. Mollenkamp goes out. She only does have the one foul.
Here we go with the inbounds play. St. John just tipped away, but they got it back. Back out front with it. It's Betty Vorse with the ball. Looks for the three. Doesn't take it. Dribbling now against Allie Vaughn. Vorse goes down low. Back outside. With the ball there was Erica Munter. And traveling is called on Taylor Zuber.
First turnover of the quarter for St. John's. They still lead by six.
Second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. Available at K&L in Fort Recovery. Pass on the left side to Paige Ford Camp. Back out top it goes to Kiara Wendell. Indians need a basket here. Brooke Colling into Olivia Patch. Back outside to Brooke. To Paige Ford Camp on the left. Dribbles towards the baseline. Feeds off to Kiara Wendell on the wing. Back the other way it goes. Right side, Paige Ford Camp on the wing. Back out top, and it's kicked by Delphi St. John. So Fort Recovery will have the ball back.
This possession, Fort Recovery, just not able to get the shot off. But like I said earlier, they're shooting quicker. They're moving the ball much better tonight than we saw on Saturday. But good possession that time on the defense for St. John's.
Lady Indians just not scoring here in this quarter. Paige Forkamp back out top. Rook Colling to Paige. Kiara Wendell on the left it goes. There's Brooke Colling. Bounce pass down low to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Kiara Wendell. Fires a three and doesn't go. Rebound St. John's. Getting the board for the Lady Blue Jays was Taylor Zuber. Lady Blue Jays come down. Back outside. A drive to the hoop. It's blocked by Olivia Patch. And picking it up is Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell to Allie Vaughn. Brooke Colling back out to Kiara Wendell. Allie Vaughn at the free throw line. On the left to Colling. Fires a three. No good. Rebound Paige Forkamp, and she is fouled. Going to whistle the foul on Paige Gagne. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians.
Her first foul, team second.
3:47 left to go here in the second quarter of play.
Melanie King back in for the Blue Jays.
Well, Recovery's only scored 2 points in this quarter so far. St. John's hasn't had a lot. And there's Allie Vaughn throwing it away, trying to pass it off, and St. John's has the ball.
First turnover tonight from Fort Recovery.
Ball stolen by Paige Forkamp, knocking out of the hands of Taylor Zuber. Lady Indians with the ball down low. Paige Forkamp double teamed. Lobs it back out to Kiara Wendell. There's Brooke Colling open from three. It's too long. Rebound, Delphi St. John's. Lady Indians have gone really cold here, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
Allie Vaughn picks up the block. Team foul number seven, so bonus time for the Blue Jays.
New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. See the New Holland Tractors available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At the free throw line is Taylor Zuber. Puts it up and good. Zuber will have one more. She has 4 points on the evening. This one's up and also good. They've got pretty balanced scoring tonight.
Yeah, Vorse leads them with eight, but other than that, pretty balanced.
21-13. Lady Blue Jays lead us by 8 points here. We need a basket, and it's stolen away by Delphi St. John's. And then Brooke Colling is called for a foul, reaching in on Taylor Zuber.
That's two on her.
Been an ugly second quarter so far. We still have 3 minutes to go in the quarter, though, on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard.
And it's tough to change the offense in the middle of the year. And recovery just trying to increase the pace. And like I said, they're going to miss a lot of shots, and they have this quarter.
At the line for Delphi St. John's is Taylor Zuber, and she got the free throw. One more here for Taylor. Down all again. It's up there, and it is good. And again, a pretty young team for St. John's. Only Taylor Zuber and Betty Forrest are seniors. Of course, Fort Recovery has no seniors in the lineup. Kara Wendell will bring it down for the Lady Indians on the left to Brooke Collin. And a foul is called on St. John's, apparently.
Hannah Will with a grab. Only team third, so a ways to the bonus.
Kara Wendell tossing it in to Brenna Homan. Over to Paige Fortkamp, right side to Brooke Collin. Collin back out to Kara Wendell. Brooke Collin now with the ball. Brenna Homan passing on the left wing to Kara Wendell. Tries to get it inside. That was not a good pass. Stolen by St. John's. There's a three-point shot. Good. By Paige Gagne. Paige Gagne makes it 26-13 now.
Is it five of the six threes tonight, too?
Right side, Brooke Colling. Kara Wendell on the right wing. Back out top to Paige Fortkamp. There's Olivia Patch, triple team. Passing back out to Kara Wendell. Now to Paige Fortkamp to Brooke Colling. Paige Fortkamp with the ball. We need somebody to step up and start scoring from outside.
Now, this forming matchup zone they're playing just so difficult.
There's a shot by Paige Fortkamp, no good, and the ball goes to the office St. John's. 1:49 left to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, and we trail 26-13. Timeout, Lady Indians. Fort Recovery down by 13. We'll be back.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Again, our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service right here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Delphi St. John's brings the ball up the court. All the way down is Forrest, up and no good. Blocked by Olivia Patch as she got the rebound.
And they got too far under, had to put up a bad shot, and ended up getting blocked.
Brooke Colling on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Olivia Patch in the corner, and she threw it away. Bad pass. Picked off there by Taylor Zuber of Delphi St. John's. Betty Forrest tries to pass inside, and it's off the hands of Melanie King and going out of bounds to Fort Recovery.
A little bit too hard.
The Lady Indians have the ball, bringing it up the court now. Minute 15 to go here in the first half of play. Left side to Brooke Colling. Over to Paige Fortkamp. Paige bounce pass goes to Kara Wendell. The ball is knocked away by Taylor Zuber of the Lady Blue Jays, and it's going to be a jump ball called, and it goes to the Delphi St. John's Lady Blue Jays. 26-13. Lady Indians have only scored 2 points in this quarter, and they have scored 13. There's a foul called on St. John's. Going to call that on Taylor Zuber.
Her first foul. Erica Munter back in for the Blue Jays. Going out is Aubrey Freeman.
Here we go with Paige Forkamp into Kiara Wendell. Down to the last 49 seconds of the first half. Lady Indians have been struggling like crazy to score in this quarter. Only 2 points so far in the quarter. Kiara Wendell on the right. Out to Paige Forkamp. We only trailed by two coming into the quarter. We now trail by 13. And finally, somebody scores. Brooke Collig hits a 10-foot jumper on the left baseline to make it 26-15. Lady Indians back to within 11 now. St. John's with the ball. Be nice if we could steal it here and then get a shot before the buzzer sounds.
Yeah, try to get under 10 at least. Get a steal here.
Not going to happen, though. St. John's has the ball. Right side it goes to Betty Vorst. She'll drive in, throw the shot up. No good. We do get it, not enough time to get a shot off. And the first half comes to an end. It's the Lady Blue Jays of Delta St. John's 26 and the Fort Recovery Indians 15. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Be sure to see Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's Artsway. We'll be back with the halftime stats. They're not pretty for Fort Recovery here, that's for sure. After we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, the Lady Indians trail 26-15. Justin?
Let's look at the stats. First for Delta St. John's in the first quarter. They were 5 of 8 for 63%. Second quarter, 3 for 7 for 43%. Two at the half right in the middle, 8 of 15 for 53%. Shooting, 3-point shooting, excellent all the way around for the Blue Jays. 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 75%. 2 of 2 in the second quarter, so 5 of 6, 83% on threes at the half. And free throws, 0 for 2 in the first quarter, 5 for 5 in the second, so 5 of 7, 71% at the line in the half. Four-foot recovery, not as good as shooting Selfless had. 5 of 16, 32% in the first quarter. 2 of 9, 22% in the second. And 7 of 25 for 28% shooting in that first half. 1 of 4 on threes the first quarter. 0 for 4 in the second. So 1 of 8, 13% beyond the arc. And foot recovery yet to shoot a free throw here in the first half. Rebounding, 8 in the first quarter for the Blue Jays, 6 in the second, so they have 14 at the half. Fort recovery, 7 in the first and 5 in the second, so they have 12 at the half. Turnovers, Delta St. John's, 4 in each quarter for 8. Fort recovery, none in the first and 5 in the second for their 5 turnovers. Scoring for the Blue Jays, Betty Vorst with 8 points. Taylor Zuber has 7, 6 points for Paige Gagne, 3 for Aubrey Primus, and 2 for Melanie King. Fort recovery led by Brooke Collig at the half with 5, 4 for Kiara Wendell, 2 each for Val Mollenkamp, Allie Vaughn, and Paige Fortkamp. Again, Indians only trailed 13-11 after 1, but the halftime score is Delta St. John's 26 and Fort recovery 15.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Second National Bank, we make lending decisions locally, and we make them every day. We respond quickly with clear answers so you can make the best plan or choice for your business. No matter the size of your business or loan, count on Second National for consistency, capability, and expertise. With a customized loan to fit your business, reliable, responsive lenders, experienced advisors, it's who we are. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Halftime score 26-15. The reserve game was won by Delta St. John's. So tell us about that, Justin.
Yeah, a very entertaining game. It came down to the wire again. And as it's gone most of the year in these close games, Fort Recovery unable to pull out the victory as they fall 33-32. It's the fifth time this year that the Indians have played a game within 2 points, and they've only won one of those five. And again, 33-32, Delta St. John's wins the JV game tonight. Abby Hensley led the Blue Jays with 12. Ellie Rossman with 7. Brianna Altenberger with 5. Cassidy Wirtz with 4. Riley Pullman with 3. And Abby Bittner with 2. For Fort Recovery tonight, Grace Guggenbiller led the way with 8. 7 for Elena Evers. 6 for Emma Collig. 4 for Hope Wendell. 3 for Aubrey Kanapke. Faith Ruby and Marissa Darkey each had 2. Recovery had a three-pointer at the end, missed that, had a point-blank rebound shot, and missed that at the buzzer, and fall 33-32. Blue Jays go to 4-9. Fort Recovery drops to 3-9. And elsewhere around the MAC tonight, Minster Living Coldwater 37-20 after 3, and Marion Local Living Parkway 24-13 at the half.
At the start of the second half, right after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Honey, come here. Look at it snow. Boy, those are the biggest flakes I have ever seen. Look at this one. It looks like a dog.
Joe, snowflakes have 6 sides. How can it look like a dog? Oh my, that is a coyote. Run, Joe, run.
Folks, enjoy this time of the year, but do be careful and watch out for the hazards. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring big savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start savings. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, each team talking to their coach, and we'll be underway here momentarily.
Good defense by Dolphin St. John's. I mean, they know Fort Recovery really can't hit the outside shot, so they make sure the Indians can't get inside to score. Fort Recovery's going to have to knock something down outside, maybe drive and pick it back out, but going to have to hit at least a couple of threes here in the second half.
Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feed, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Val Mollenkamp tossing into Kiera Windows. Fort Recovery has the ball to start the third quarter. Hopefully a better quarter than the second, where we only scored 4 points in the quarter.
And two of those in the last minute or so.
Olivia Patch back outside to Brooke Colley. Kiera Wendell on the left corner to Allie Vaughn. And we throw it away. Over and back.
Just an unforced turnover took her eye off the ball on the pass. We'll talk about where to put the inbounds in.
It'll be in front of the Delta St. John's bench here.
Took three referees to figure that out.
Comes in to Melody King. Back outside to Betty Forrest. Over on the right side, there is Taylor Zuber. Back to Force, top of the key. On the left, with the ball there, is Hannah Will. Lady Blue Jays, comfortable lead, 26-15. Here's a drive to the hole, and it's no good. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch, is missing the shot, as Melanie King and the Lady Indians have the basketball. Brooke Collig in the corner to Val Mollenkamp. Yes, there you go. Val Mollenkamp drains a three.
And she missed a couple of early shots in the first quarter and just could not get going after that. So good start to the half.
26-18, but there's a quick basket by Paige Gagne. Paige Gagne makes it 28-18. Delta St. John's by 10 again. Inside to Olivia Patch. It's no good. Missed it. Rebound Val Mollenkamp, and she got it. The Twin Towers there, Olivia Patch and Val Mollenkamp teaming up to score. Back to an 8-point game. Shot inside is up. No good by Taylor Zuber. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here come the Lady Indians. Right side, down low to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling the ball towards the top of the key. Feeds over to Kiara Lindell, who will fire a 15-footer. It's short. Rebound comes to Delta St. John's. And knocked away and stolen by Kiara Lindell. Kiara will bring it down quickly. On the left to Brooke Collig. Collig feeding to Val Mollenkamp. 3-point shot. No good. Won't go. Rebound Kiara Lindell at Fort Recovery. Lost the ball out of bounds. And they say it was tipped by Delta St. John's. Wow, the pace is picked up here.
How Delta St. John's likes it. And Fort Recovery willing to play that game tonight to try to stay in the game.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Don't forget, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. There's a jump ball called, and it goes to Delta St. John's.
Yeah, they just reached in and grabbed it and tied it up.
28-20 score in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Fort Recovery down by 8.
It feels like it's a lot more than 8, but still within striking distance.
Yeah, considering the horrible second quarter we had, we're lucky to be this close. Betty Forrest with the basketball back outside. Now dribbling. Hands off to Melanie King, and there's a foul called on Val Mollenkamp.
For a second.
5:07 left to go here in the third quarter of play from Fort Recovery on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW Radio. Glad to have you folks listening in, no matter whether you're rooting for the Indians or for the Lady Blue Jays.
It sounds strange to say, but Dolphus has been a little bit too patient here in the third quarter. They were better in that first half, just getting quick shots.
Betty Vorce goes to the hole, shoots it up over the top of Fort Recovery and scores. And makes it a 10-point game again. Delta St. John's 30, Fort Recovery 20. Kiara Lindell out front on the right side to Brooke Collig. There's Allie Vaughn back out to Brooke Collig. Back to Vaughn on the right wing. Vaughn not even looking for the shot. Val Mollenkamp, she'll drive and shoot a 10-footer. No good. Rebound Brooke Collig up, no good. Rebound Brooke Collig up, no good again. Rebound Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. She'll fire and no good. Rebound comes to Delta St. John's.
Yeah, four shots that time.
Knocked away and stolen by Brooke Collig. Here's Allie Vaughn is called for traveling with the basketball.
They're piling up the missed shots and the rebounds and the turnovers, but not many points.
Still 30-20. Delta St. John's by 10 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Leaving the game is Betty Vorst for Delta St. John's.
With their pace, they're playing, they're subbing a lot here in the third quarter.
Double dribble called on Paige Gagne. I really didn't see that.
I was
going to
say that was not much there, but we'll take it.
So here we go with the inbounds pass. Fort Recovery with the ball. Val Mollenkamp, right side down. Allie Vaughn to Val Mollenkamp. Left side it goes to Brooke Collig in the corner. Kiara Lindell doesn't go. Three-point shot missed. Rebound St. John's. Here they come. Here's King with the ball. Spins, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Val Mullenkamp, a foot recovery. Mullenkamp over to Brooke Colling on the right. Back to Mullenkamp. On the left to Kiera Wendell. Into Olivia Patch. He's on the right to Brooke Colling. Three-point shot. It goes in. Three-point shot for Brooke Colling. And that cuts the lead to 7 at 30-23. Here's a three-point basket. Good by St. John's. Erica Munter. Munter makes it 33-23. Back to a 10-point game again. So we got down to 7, but they bumped it right back up again. Val Mullenkamp on the left to Brooke Colling. Colling feeding to Val Mullenkamp on the right wing. To Allie Vaughn, down low, back outside. Ball's thrown away, trying to get it into Olivia Patch. It was stolen by St. John's. And the Lady Blue Jays have it here in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Just cannot do that against this zone. It might be the best zone I've seen all year.
Three-point shot, no good. And then a foul is called on the rebound on Delta St. John's on Taylor Zuber. 2:48 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 33-23. St. John's leads by 10. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a very fine, complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Left side shot is up and good by Kiera Wendell. Kiera Wendell makes it 33-25. Got a two-point basket there. Here's St. John, three-point shot from the corner, no good. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will bring it out of the pack and across the timeline. Right side to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp dribbles the ball, goes towards the baseline, now passes back out to Brooke Colling, open from three. It's short, no good. Rebound, St. John's. And they got a lady open down here, and she scores.
Basket was by Betty Vorst.
They broke Betty right away as soon as Fort Recovery shot the ball, and she was all by herself. And they hit her with a long pass, and there was two easy ones.
The bad thing about that is after the missed shot, Fort Recovery didn't even crash the boards to try and get the rebounds. So not only did they not go for the rebounds, they didn't get back either. So two bad things on that one play.
35-25, Indians down by 10. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter of play.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery has the ball as Delphi St. John's pressing his full courts. Kiera Wendell with it. Across the timeline, passing to Brooke Colling. Colling goes to Hope Wendell, who's in the game. On the left side, up and no good by Paige Forkamp. Rebound Val Mullenkamp on the back side of the bucket and scores. Val Mullenkamp with the rebound basket. 35-27 now. We're down by only 8. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery on the far side of the court.
Taylor Zuber back in after a quick rest.
Inbounds pass comes from Hannah Will. Over to Paige Gagne to Betty Vorst. Vorst passes out here to Taylor Zuber. Now there's Melanie King. King dribbling the basketball, stops, looks for a teammate. Goes on the left to Will. Back to King. Tries to drive in. Ball's knocked away by Paige Forkamp, but Delta St. John's keeps the ball. And a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Paige Forkamp picks up the foul.
Her first. Second of the half. Not many fouls in this game at all.
Third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, you'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. 35-27. We're down by 8 with 1:12 left to go in the third quarter of play.
Going to Home and Hope Wendell check in for the Indians. First action on varsity tonight for Hope.
And there's a foul called inside, an offensive foul on Delta St. John's.
12 turnovers now on the Blue Jays. Fort Recovery has 9.
And Nate Stant, the head coach of Delta St. John's, says, what's that all about?
And the clock was running. That's the reason for the stoppage. It should be about 59 seconds.
And they'll talk about it and see what's going to happen here. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, shot by Val Mollenkamp was no good, but there's Brenna Homan to get the rebound, and she is fouled in the act of shooting, so Brenna Homan will go to the free throw line.
And a sophomore, she's not been to the line tonight.
Puts it up and got it. Way to go, Brenna. That's two. That's a big point. That cuts it to lead to 7. This would go to cut it back to 6. And we're in this game.
And that's the first free throw in any, for anybody tonight for Fort Recovery.
And this one is also good. 2 free throws by Brenna Homan. 35-29. Indians down only by 6 now here in the third quarter with 30 seconds left to go in the quarter. On the left, Delta St. John's. 3-point shots in and out, no good. Rebounds knocked around, picked up by the Lady Blue Jays. Coming up with the loose ball there was Taylor Zuber. Now Delphus will hold for the last shot. 14 seconds remaining.
They've not fared very well when they've had the pass ball around too many times.
There's a drive to the hoop, pass over on the left. And there's Betty Vorse going to the hole, misses the shot. Rebound for Recovery. And the quarter comes to a close, and we made some headway there.
And get the ball to start the fourth quarter. That's Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery now trailing only by 6, 35-29 at the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Thanks to Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Lady Indians trailing only by 6, 35-29. And we'll have the basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. Justin, what about some of the stats in the third quarter?
4-4 recovery, their second quarter of the night, going 5-for-16, 32%. 2-of-6 on threes and 2-for-2 at the line. Blue Jays 4-of-11, 36%. 1-for-3 on threes and no free throws. Rebounding 25-19 now in favor of Fort Recovery. 12 turnovers for the Indians and 9. That's kind of again. 12 for the Blue Jays and 9 for the Indians.
Now Mollenkamp shot a 3-point shot that missed, but now they called a foul on the rebound on Val Mollenkamp. That's her 4th personal foul, so she's going to come out of the game. So the Lady Indians have Brenna Homan, Kiara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, and Paige Fortkamp in the lineup. On the left for Delphus St. John's, there's Betty Vorse. She's dribbling the basketball. Feeds off over here to Paige Gagne. Back out top. Ball's loose. Picked up by St. John's. Lady Blue Jays working the ball around. Betty Vorce back outside it goes to Paige Gagne. Gagne gives over here. And a drive to the hoop is no good by Melanie King. Nice move, but she couldn't get it to go down. And Fort Recovery has the basketball. Chance to cut the lead to 4 points.
And Fort Recovery's offense has been pretty good without Mollenkamp on the floor, so we'll see.
Kiara Wendell right side down to Brenna Holman. Back out to Kiara Wendell. Brooke Collins to Kiara Wendell. Kiara in the lane. He's off to Paige Fortkamp. Brenna Holman on the right. Back to Paige Fortkamp. Wants to take the three. Now dribbles in. Fires it up. Way off. No good. Rebound comes down to Delphi St. John. Here comes Betty Vorce with the ball. She's over on the right corner. Now it's loose out here and picked up by Paige Gagne of St. John's. They lead only by six, 35-29, with 6:18 to go here in the basketball game. Lady Indians could really use this this win tonight. Be great for the gals to pull this out.
A nice comeback win against a conference team would be good for Coach Patch and the team.
Well, Recovery Lumber is our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. On the left side to the lane, back on the right to Betty Vorst. Vorst drives in and scores. Pretty nice player there, Betty Vorst.
One of our seniors.
Makes it 37-29. Delphi St. John sold it away. Betty Vorst knocked it loose, but they're going to call traveling on St. John, so they can't take advantage of the turnover, and they give it right back to us.
Coach Patch doesn't want to get any further behind, down by eight, so Val Mollenkamp back into the game. Probably try to play a little offense defense if he can.
Kiara Wendell gets the inbounds pass from Paige Fortkamp. Wendell back out to Val Mollenkamp, fires a three, it's way off. Rebound Fortkamp, no good. Rebound Brooke Collins, no good again. Rebound Val Mollenkamp, and good. Val Mollenkamp gets the rebound and makes it 37-31. Fort Recovery pressing full court. The foul's going to be called on the Lady Indians, I think, on Allie Vaughn.
Four team fouls. Foul goes to Brooke Collins.
And on Allie, that's number three. It's on Allie Vaughn.
What is Allie?
Yeah. Val Mollenkamp goes out for a while. Here comes the inbounds pass for Delphi St. John's. Comes in to Betty Vorst. Vorst will pass off over here to Taylor Zuber. Zuber out between the circles. Right side it goes to Hannah Will. Now around on the left side. There's Taylor Zuber again. Zuber towards the top of the key. Gives off to Erica Munter. Driving in now is Will. It's no good. Rebound comes down to St. John's, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on Paige Fortkamp. No, they call it on Allie Vaughn.
Fouls on Allie Vaughn.
Number four on Allie.
Has to leave her out there at this point.
4:42 left to go in the basketball game here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Lady Indians trail by six, 37-31. There's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good. Rebound, Melanie King, who missed the shot. There's a ball knocked away by Paige Fortkamp. Steal by Paige. Gives it over to Kiara Wendell. Kiara will bring it up. Kiara across the timeline, right side to Brooke Holling. Brenna Holman back outside. Shots fired up and no good by Paige Fortkamp. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be given to, and they're going to call a foul. A foul apparently on St. John's. Yeah. It was on Will, I guess.
I think that's what it was on. I didn't see the foul, but...
Yeah, Hannah Will. Allie Vaughn with the ball to Kiara Wendell. Back to Vaughn. Over to Brooke Colligan. She lost it out of bounds.
Just led her a little bit too far.
You know, Fort Recovery Lumber Company has a nice design service. If you have an idea about what project you want to build, they'll design the project for you and then help you build the project with quality building materials. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. A lot of folks don't realize that they have that nice design service that will help you design your project. Delta St. John's being pressed by the Lady Indians. They get it down to Hannah Will. 3:58 to go in the game. Lady Indians down by 6, 37-31. Here's a drive by Betty Horst. She scores, and she'll be at the line for a free throw. That makes it an 8-point game again.
Recovery had a couple of chances. Had it, could have got it down to 3 three-pointer a moment ago when it was 6, but bumped back up to 8.
That was on Kiera Wendell. At the line for St. John's is Betty Forst. Puts it up and got it. It's now a 9-point game. 3:51 to go. Still time, but that makes it tougher. Kiera Wendell down across the timeline for Fort Recovery. Lost the ball. Picked up by Hannah Will. Feeds down to Paige Gagne, but she lost the ball, and Fort Recovery comes up with it. Just trading turnovers. Here's Allie Vaughn. Yes, on a, they say, just a two-point basket. Allie Vaughn hits a two-point basket. That cuts the lead back to 7 at 40-33. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 3:25 to go on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
3:25 left to go in this baby, and we need a comeback here.
Yeah, still time, down by 7, 40-33. Indians have 2 timeouts left. Blue Jays with 4. Next foul puts Delta St. John's in the bonus.
Well, so far tonight, the second quarter is what has done us in.
Yeah, outscored 13-4 in that quarter. That's the difference.
St. John's with the basketball. Betty Voice with it. Back outside it goes to Paige Gagne. Left side, there's Melanie King. Right side, 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp for recovery. As Aubrey Fremont missed that one. Here's Val Mollenkamp, no good from right in front of the hoop. And rebound comes to Delta St. John. Right side with the basketball is Taylor Zuber to Betty Vorst. Here's King with it. She'll hand off to Betty Vorst. On the left to Aubrey Fremont. Ball's knocked away and a foul's going to be called on... No. Timeout. Timeout, Delta St. John's. Timeout on the court for recovery. Trailing by 7, 40-33 with 2:33 to go in the game. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
St. John will have the ball. 2:32 left to go in the game, and they lead by 7.
Good timeout a moment ago. They were trapped right in front of the coach and wisely called a 30-second timeout.
Taylor Zuber with the ball way outside, guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Over on the left it goes to Aubrey Fremont. And the ball's tipped out of bounds. And Delpha St. John's thought it was touched by Fort Recovery.
Almost. The coach almost got in the way of that one, too. Right there on the sideline. Still arguing about it. You better be careful.
Fort Recovery has the ball. Got a break on the turnover. Right side, Paige Fortkamp get in there. Does not. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Brooke Pollock. There's Val Mollenkamp inside, and it does not go down. Rebound, battled for. Who's going to get it? Delpha St. John's. Here they come. Here's King racing down. Beating on the right side. Shots up and no good, but a foul's on Fort Recovery. As fouled in the act of shooting was Paige Gagne.
And Paige Fortkamp made sure she didn't make the shot, at least.
So at the free throw line will be Gagne. She's only a sophomore. And it is good. We have Val Mollenkamp and Allie Vaughn, both with 4 fouls. And they're both playing.
Yeah,
first free throw is good, and the second one is also good.
Back in there for the offensive possession.
42-33, and St. John's wants a timeout. Timeout on the court. Fort Recovery is trailing by 9 points now. We need a big rally here. We'll be back in a moment on PG14 and J-Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month, and now is a perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or a loved one with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
1:45 to go. Does not look real good now for the Lady Indians. Down by 9 points. Fort Recovery with the ball. And Val Mollenkamp turns, fires, and misses. Rebound comes down to Kiara Wendell of Fort Recovery. Kiara is fouled. Why did she do that?
Yeah, they did have a couple of fouls to give. So they have to grab rather than an easy layup.
Foul was on Taylor Zuber. Indians have the ball underneath their own hoop. 1:30 left to go in the game, trailing by 9, 42-33.
They'll need to run a play into the quick play and an easy basket.
Paige Fortkamp scores on about a 6-footer on the inbounds play, making it 42-35.
I was about to say, they need to have something designed out of the out-of-bounds play. They tried to get an easy basket and finally did.
St. John's with the basketball. Fort Recovery trying to swarm them. In trouble is Hannah Will, and timeout's called by Delpha St. John's. St. John's calls timeout. So, timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have, right now, 1:06 to go in the game. We trail 42-35.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, here we go with Delphi St. John's putting the ball in play. Minute six left in the game. St. John's leading 42-35. We need a steal here real quick. St. John's gets the ball inbound. Out to Taylor Zuber, and there's a foul called in Fort Recovery, I think, on page four, Kip.
Yeah, pretty hard foul, but they get the foul there, so it's a 1-1.
Melanie Koenig is fouled. Melanie King, I guess you could. King at the free throw line. Looks like Koenig to me. But
that was my guess when I asked the guy. Is that Koenig? No, it's King.
She's at the line, bouncing the ball. Puts it up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Allie Vaughn. Here comes Fort Recovery racing down. Val Mollenkamp with it, feeding to Macy Day, who's in the game. Here's a shot by Kiara Lindell. Three-point basket by Kiara. And all of a sudden, we're back to 42-38 with 49 seconds to go. Only a four-point game. How about that?
Yeah, big three stepping up in the corner there.
So, hang in there, folks. It's not over till it's over. Fort Recovery's only down by a total now of 4 points. We'll be back in just a moment.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Delta St. John's, the ball's loose on the court. What do we got? Jump ball. And it goes to St. John's.
Yeah. Fort Recovery's been playing without Brooke Collins for about the last minute or two. First went out, they were checking her knee, then they were checking her eye, and she's not back in the game yet. So, and Macy Day out there instead.
Tossing the ball in here will be Taylor Zuber with 37 seconds now left. Double team down there is Paige Gagne, and Fort Recovery stole the ball. We're only down by four. Oh, we throw it away. Lady Indians tried to hit Macy Day on the baseline, and she couldn't catch up with the basketball.
Even if she did, she really didn't have anywhere to go on the baseline.
So St. John's gets it back. Well, we had a chance there to get back to within two. Didn't happen.
Now Collins feeling good enough to get back in there.
42-38. Fort Recovery down by four in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. For those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Delta St. John's traveled. Betty Vorth traveled, and the Fort Recovery defense created that turnover. Down to 22 seconds now.
Yeah, that was about the last pass before they would have had the foul. If they do foul again, the Fort Recovery does, it'd still be a 1-1. So need a basket here.
Kara Wendell tossing it in. Goes to Allie Vaughn, and she lost the basketball. Couldn't grab a hold of it. Oh, and it went out of bounds off of St. John's. Oh, my goodness.
And a break there as Allie lost the ball going up, and it was deflected around a couple of times off of Delta St. John's.
Just a four-point lead, 42-38. We've got time. Here's Kara Wendell going to the hole. Lays it up, and it rolls out of there. Rebound, and a foul is called on who?
Should be on Delta St. John's.
Yep, on Betty Vorst.
But that's only number six. So only 10 seconds left. Indians down by four.
Yeah. Boy, they, a terrific comeback here, but it's probably going to end up a little bit short.
Not only did that shot roll around the rim for a while, it took 2-3 seconds off the clock just doing that.
Kara Wendell goes into Allie Vaughn. She misses the layup. Ball's loose. Picked up by Delta St. John's, and they're going to be traveling called on St. John's.
Yes. She got the ball down low on the ground, and she stood back up. That's a travel.
3.6 seconds to go.
So they need a three-pointer and a foul here, and Delta St. John's coach is saying back off.
Here's a shot from the left side. No good. Rebound up and good by Paige Fortkamp. They say no, it's no good.
Good.
The official said it was no good.
Okay.
So 42-38. The final score. Fort Recovery loses by 4 points to the Delta St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Well, I thought he was signaling it was no good. I don't know. We'll have to find out from the coach.
Yeah.
Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our very fine fourth quarter. Exciting fourth quarter it was. Sponsor. Lady Indians mounted a comeback, but couldn't quite get over the hump. Losing by, we think, 42-38. We'll return in a moment with the postgame show coming up. So don't go away. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM, as well as FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy. I have been waiting on it. Honey, I am going out to start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. And Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines. Walk-ins are welcome daily, and it's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise. with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here with the wrap-up of the full recovery loss to Delphi St. John's is Justin Mangold.
All right, shooting-wise, the first half for Delphi. Delphi St. John's, 8 of 15, 53%. Second half, 6 of 17 for 35%. For the ballgame, 14 of 32, 44% shooting. They were 6 of 10 on 3, 60%, and 8 of 11, 73% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery first half, 7 of 25 for 28%. Second half, 10 of 34 for 29%. So 17 of 59 tonight for 29% shooting. 4 of 18 on threes for the Indians, 22%. And 2 for 2 on free throws. Again, a perfect 100. Rebounds, 36-25 in favor of Fort Recovery. And turnovers, 14 for the Indians and 19 for Delphi St. John's. For the Blue Jays, 17 for Betty Vorst, 10 for Paige Gagne, 7 for Taylor Zuber, 3 for Aubrey Freemuth, 3 for Erica Munter, and 2 for Melanie King. For Fort Recovery, 11 for Val Mullenkamp, 9 for Kiara Wendell, 8 for Brooke Collig, 4 for Allie Vaughn, 4 for Paige Fortkamp, and 2 for Brenna Holman. Delphi St. John's led all four quarter stops, 13-11 after 1, 26-15 at the half, 35-29 after 3, and again the final, Delphi St. John's 42 and Fort Recovery 40, or 38 depending on what the referee says. 8-5 the record for Delphi St. John's, and 5-7 the record for Fort Recovery.
All righty, and how about the junior varsity game?
That was won by Delphi St. John's. Another close one, 33-32. Abby Hensley with 12. Erica Rossman with 7. Brianna Altenberger with 5. Cassidy Wirtz with 4. Riley Pullman, 3. And Abby Bittner with 2. For Fort Recovery, 8 points for Grace Studenbiller, 7 for Elena Evers, 6 for Emma Collig, 4 for Hope Wendell, 3 for Aubrey Kanapke, 2 for Marissa Garkey, and 2 for Faith Garubi. Again, 33-32, the Blue Jays win the JV game. They are now 4-9. Fort Recovery drops to 3-9.
Okay, still no team out here yet. We're having a discussion in the locker room. So I think we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up here, Justin.
Yeah, tough loss for the Indians. They fell way behind that second quarter, like you said, did them in, but they did recover. They got it down to 4. Had some chances there in the fourth quarter, but just could not get it where they could take control of the game and get the victory.
So here come the girls out now, so we'll wait just a second here to see if coach is going to come out. While we're doing that, we'll pause for this break. Be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have with us the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Brian Patch. And Brian, a nice comeback there, but just not quite enough time left for us.
No, and that's, you know, that's what we told him in there at the end. Proud of our effort in that fourth quarter, proud of how we played. Unfortunately, we didn't play like that for the first three, and that's kind of why we were where we were at there, being down and trying to fight our way back. And we talked about got to be able to play 32 minutes. We can't come out and just play hard when we're down in that fourth quarter. You know, our margin for error is not that big. It's not that big, and so we got to do a better job of playing harder throughout the whole entire game. So.
Yeah, and the quarter that was the killer was that second quarter.
Yeah. And we were in foul trouble that quarter. Allie and Val both were out, and that hurt us from an offensive standpoint. So you know, those are things that we have to work on and do a better job of. But, you know, I thought, you know, we got our stops when we needed to in our comeback. You know, we got them to turn the ball over. You know, unfortunately, we just couldn't score, you know, when we did get our stops. And so, you know, we had a couple and a point blank. I think Coach Vaughn said, I think he made a comment that we were like 18 for 62. And a lot of those misses were point blank range. So, you know, we had plenty of opportunities and just didn't finish. So, and then, you know, the whole game plan for us was knowing that they could shoot the ball, knowing that, you know, they live and kind of die by that 3-point line. And early on, we didn't get out on shooters well enough. And, you know, that's how they kind of built their lead. And then we did a better job in the second half. And I think they only scored maybe 10 points or so in the second half. They didn't score a whole lot because our defensively, we were a lot better. Played a lot harder and a lot more focused. And, you know, unfortunately, we got to start the games out like that.
Yeah, they had several threes in the first half. I don't know if they got any in the second half. So.
Yeah, like I said, I thought our defense was a lot better. We got them sped up, and we got them playing kind of helter-skelter and making some turnovers, but we just didn't capitalize on those, and like I said, we just did it a little bit too late with our efforts. So things that we got to learn and, you know, get better at.
Boy, some heartbreaking misses there towards the last minute. I mean, I didn't think you had any chance of getting back in the game, and it was amazing to me that you got as close as you did.
You know, like I said, we finally hit some shots, and that helps when you're trying to come back on a run, and we got our stops that we needed. We had some real nice out-of-bounds plays our kids executed on. We either, you know, just missed it or, you know, threw it off our foot one time. But, you know, we had our chances, and we just didn't come through. But those are things we got to get better at. And as I said, with the kids, you know, this is all about getting better to the tournament in March and getting ourselves better at this point. You know, right now we're struggling a little bit with some things, but and our youth shows up here every now and then. But we just got to learn to play hard all the time, and demand that of each other, and keep working.
Brian Patch is with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Do you have anything before Coldwater? Or?
We have South Adams next Tuesday, and then we got Knoxville on Thursday. Adams here, and then Knoxville on the road.
Coldwater's a week after that.
Yeah, and then there's a week off from Knoxville to Coldwater. And I think we got Franklin Monroe and then Marion to finish out the calendar month. So.
Okay. Well, good luck in those games coming up. New Knoxville's been playing some pretty good ball.
Yeah, they have been. St. John's just beat them on a last-second shot, actually, last week at St. John's. And so, you know, they play really hard, and which obviously every team in the MAC does. So we got to work cut out for us, and we got a long row ahead. And we just got to keep working and get ourselves better. So,
okay, sir. Well, hey, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians lose tonight. I guess it was 42-40. That's what the scoreboard says. So we'll go by that. And tough one for the Lady Indians. Had a chance to roar back here at the end and made a great comeback, but just didn't have quite enough time to get over the hump.
Yeah, I did check with the scorer for Dolphins St. John's. They did count the basket, so 42-40 was the final.
So. Okay, so the official must have just indicated, have been indicating that was the end of the game.
Right.
Not that the shot was no good.
Right.
So it happened so closely there together. Tomorrow night, you're going to be covering Jay County.
Yeah, the Patriots in the conference semifinals taking on the Bluffton Tigers. That'll be around 7:30 from Jay County High School. And hopefully with a victory tomorrow, and we'll move on to the conference championship, conference tourney championship game on Saturday night.
The Jay County game will be about 7:30 tomorrow night. That's it for us tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or WPGW. Glad to have you tuned in tonight. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Hadley at the radio station, and Chase Bruns and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver. The Indians lose 42-40 to Delta St. John's tonight. Have a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department.